Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
The beauty about this is not a conspiracy. It is not a theory. It is documented fact. You can see the document. The document is available on the World Health Organization's website. This is what they're trying to push through.
Hey friends, that was patriot and researcher James Roguski, and he has incredibly vital information to share with everyone who cares about this nation and our sovereignty. The World Health Organization is about to end American sovereignty as it relates to any future pandemics. This is a red alert emergency update. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know if you do it right, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA right now with My Digital Money to take advantage of it. And when you go to retire, you will pay nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum, Chainlink, or Solana doubles, or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's U.S.-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. That's right, no capital gains tax. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now, MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here with a very, very important update. I would call it an emergency update. I have a very special guest who's going to take us through the details in a second. But first, let me just say, the attack against humanity is accelerating as the World Bank CEO warns of a food crisis due to Russia-Ukraine conflict. Well, my friends, there's a whole lot more to the story than just that. In fact, let me show you this. More than a dozen sudden and mysterious fires at food processing plants around the country in just the past week or two, prompting Mike Adams to ask, are there arson teams burning down America's food production infrastructure? Friends, this is all UN Agenda 2030. As I've said, if they can't break our will, they will attempt to starve us out. And on April 21st, just a day or two ago, a plane crashed into a Georgia General Mills plant. And get this, the FBI is warning of timed ransomware attacks on the agriculture sector. Guys, I bring all of this to your attention because amidst all of this bad news, Fauci, the demon that he is, has decreed that the CDC should be the sole authority above any court. And he told this to CNN Plus, the joke that was launched and that has already failed.
I was both surprised and disappointed because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue. And for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue, which should not have been a court issue.
See, friends, that's what the fascist bureaucrats who have sold their souls to the New World Order want. Total control over you. And it's not just the CDC Fauci would relinquish American sovereignty to. Did you know that the United States has proposed amendments to the international health regulations, which will be voted on by the World Health Assembly, scheduled for May 22nd through May 28th of this year? We've got about 1 month to sound the alarm and wake the patriots. Friends, I'm very eager to welcome to the show James Roguski. He is a patriot, a researcher, and he's going to break the news about this story as the powers that ought not be sell us out, we the people, to the World Health Organization. James, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. This is quite the emergency. And where do you want to start? My God, I can just go on and on for days, but this is something that everyone needs to pay attention to, get informed about, take action on, and go forward.
Yeah, we're on your Substack here. Let's just read a couple of these first points. People need to understand. The World Health Organization is attempting a power grab. Imagine what will happen when this criminal government cedes our authority, our sovereignty, to an international body. Number one, most people have never heard of the international health regulations. The U.S. agreed to the IHR in 2005. These regulations override and supersede the U.S. Constitution, according to James. Number two, on January 18th, 2022, the United States, under the control of an illegitimate president named Biden, submitted a number of amendments to the IHR that served to give away even more of our sovereignty and greatly empower the World Health Organization to restrict your health-related rights and freedoms. James, how do we stop this? And what's the biggest problem here if we don't stop it? Do these people really have the authority to, for instance, say, you no longer get to eat meat, you no longer have access to homeopathic medicines or even vitamins? What is the biggest threat to our sovereignty here?
Well, the biggest threat to our sovereignty is people's misunderstanding that it is something that can be taken or given away. You are sovereign, period. And it's only taken away if you are put into a trance and confused about your own place in the world and the universe. And so there are all kinds of ways to manipulate the language. And, you know, the legalese that is in this document will hurt most people's brains. And one of the things that I pride myself on is digging deep into all of this horribly confusing stuff and trying to make it really, really simple. So I will try to do that right now. In the amendments to the International Health Regulations, one of the amendments, and there are many, is an amendment to Article 12, Sections 2, 3, and 5. It's all on the documentation. You know, the beauty about this is not a conspiracy. It is not a theory. It is documented fact. You can see the document. The document is available on the World Health Organization's website. This is what they're trying to push through. And what those amendments are on Sections 2, 3, and 5 essentially says that the current regulations say that all 194 member nations are sovereign. And if the World Health Organization would like to declare an emergency, they must currently get the approval of the nation in which the problem appears to be. Well, the amendments would put a line through a number of different places throughout the regulations that wipes out the need for the World Health Organization to get the country's approval. And now, if you want to expand that, you can scroll down on this, and if you see some big red arrows, you will find, I tried to make it really obvious on the website, it's way the heck down there because there's way too much information. Oh, stop at Lois Pace, since you're doing the screen share here. Lois Pace is one of the delegates to the World Health Assembly, which is going to be coming up in May 22nd to 28th. And she is the person who signed the document that is on this website. It's on the World Health Organization's website, submitting these amendments for consideration during the assembly. Now, they did it on January 18th. And the reason why they did it on January 18th is there's a four-month early warning period, if you will, where you can't just drop amendments on the floor of the World Health Assembly and, you know, have a debate. They have to do it 4 months in advance. That's all in the regulations. 2 days later, on January 20th, there you go, you scroll down a little bit more, the letter was sent, and this is the document right there. You could probably click on read now. Proposal for amendments to the International Health Regulations. This may open in another window. I hope you can screen share it. But that's where the document is, folks. I first found it on a website called healthpolicywatch.news, credit to them. And this is back in February. And this is a letter from the World Health Organization that after they got the submission of the proposed amendments from Lois Pace, our delegate to the World Health Assembly, and this is that letter, and on the next page, you'll see where she signed it on behalf of you, me, and everybody else. Right there, go back up a little bit. Number one, it was taken, one and two, letter from the HHS Assistant Secretary, Lois Pace. All right. And then the rest of it is a bunch of gory, horrible legalese that, you know, I guess I speak legalese. And so if you want to go back to the main page and scroll down until you see a bunch of red arrows, which is wonderful because we're navigating people, they can do this for themselves. Article 12 is, slow down, you can see a big red arrow right there. Okay. Article 12, section 2, 3, and 5. You'll see lines are crossed through. Now, what this is the existing international health regulations. Anything that is bold is new text that is being added, and anything that is struck through is text that is being removed. I won't go into the gory, ugly details, but the summary of it is they're adding some things and they're subtracting some things. And the thing that they're subtracting is frightening and should wake everybody the hell up. Simply stated, they're subtracting the requirement that the World Health Organization must get the approval of the sovereign country before they take action, you know, expand on that, lockdowns, you know, so forth and so on. You can let your mind race with you. If you scroll down a little bit more, they also, there's a map, if you scroll down to the map, they want to have the regional directors of the WHO who, Sean, I challenge you, can you name me a regional director of the World Health Organization? And did you vote for him ever?
No more than I voted for anything that goes on at the United Nations. This is okay. A total globalist takeover. This is them wanting to usher in their one world government, new world order against the will of we the people. And you'll notice how they do this under the cloak of darkness. Nobody knows about this.
Well, now they do. And so not that voting for someone matters. It's who counts the votes and how they count them that matters. I think your audience all knows that. But here's the point. The World Health Organization itself is organized according to these regions. Americas, Africa, Middle East, Europe, China, Australia, India, so forth, okay? And they have bureaucrats that are regional directors. And they want to empower these unelected bureaucrats to be able, oh, you know what? I'm gonna back up a little bit because we went running so fast, I ran right over it. They don't call this a pandemic. They don't call it a national emergency. They refer to what we're in the middle of right now is a public health emergency of international concern. And yep, we went past the arrow.
Come on. Yeah, I want to go back up though, because I want people to understand what's going on here. And I think you really summarize it nicely here in this yellow slot, in this copy highlighted in yellow. Right. And they're referring to a treaty on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. The proposed pandemic treaty is separate from and in addition to the proposed amendments to the international health regulations mentioned above. Guys, this is such a slippery slope into the abyss. I want to remind people what's going on right now in Shanghai. This is what they want the authority to do in this country, but they're not going to get away with it. Why? Because we have 50 states and we are sovereign. The word's getting out. People are waking up. But listen to what's going on in Shanghai right now. This to me sounds like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen those videos of what is purported to be the world's deepest drilling ever done in some region of Russia. And what they heard, what they captured on audio scared the hell out of them because it sounded like they had tapped into hell itself. Close your eyes and tell me if this doesn't sound like hell itself. James, I'm coming back to you. These people are out of control. They're maniacal. They're insane. They're psychopaths. And they want total control over this country, just like they have total control over China.
And so they don't refer to the word pandemic is not a legal term. Okay. They refer to it as a public health emergency of international concern. FAIC, P-H-E-I-C. Now, what they want to do with the amendment to Article 12 is add an additional capability or authorization or whatever the heck they want to call it to declare an emergency that's regional. And if you could scroll back down to the map, they want to have the additional ability to declare a public health emergency of regional concern. You know, they telegraph this in everything they do. They want to be able to PHERC us. They also want to be able to add an emergency of intermediate concern. And so if you could go back to that graphic that I shared with you, this will organize our discussion going forward. There's an enormous psychological operation going on that very many very good people have fallen for. And so what's going on, first and foremost, realize that there are at least two tentacles on this octopus. There's many, many more. But the two that we're talking about today, number one is what we've been talking about, which is amendments to an existing treaty that the United States is currently party to. That is the International Health Regulations.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
There is a lot of talk by a lot of people who are actually in our movement. You know, there are people, they're just under a spell of a psychological operation. So they are talking about what's known as the pandemic treaty. Now, the pandemic treaty is a real thing. It is horrific. It is just, you know, the amount of things that they're trying to do and they're already implementing. The pandemic treaty, if it ever gets signed, isn't going to change anything. It's just going to be the stamp of approval of all of the things that they're currently implementing, but nobody's paying attention. People who are talking about the pandemic treaty are taking the eye off the prize because the amendments to the International Health Regulations are currently listed on the agenda to be voted on at the 75th World Health Assembly in Geneva this May 22nd to the 28th. So we've got a month, 4 weeks from Sunday, it begins, to raise a ruckus, tell the world, let everybody know they need to first, you know, recognize that this is a problem. You can't stop a problem unless you recognize what it is, right? Now, I'm optimistic. I fully expect to crack a beer on Memorial Day week, you know, Memorial Day when this is all over, and celebrate complete and total victory, because we've already won this type of battle before, and it has to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. If you tell somebody, hey, have you ever heard of the TPP? And they say, what, is there another toilet paper shortage because some factory exploded? They don't know jack about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because if you say TPP to somebody who is in the know and aware, they're going to go, yeah, that was a Trans-Pacific Partnership. We stopped that. Well, we forgot to shoot it with a silver bullet and put a wooden stake through its heart, and it came back to life in this format. The Trans-Pacific Partnership was trying to take sovereignty away from the countries that circled the Pacific, just Trans-Pacific Partnership, and give it to corporations. So you couldn't take them to court. You would have to go to their arbitration board or whatever it was. And they wouldn't even let
congressmen have the document. They had to go into a secret room and they couldn't even take pictures. They had to read it and remember it. But somehow we got enough information to realize that they were trying to, do this in secret, kind of like they've passed all the other big bills, middle of the night, Christmas Eve, all that kind of thing. But this time I got lucky. I found the document about a month ago. I've been raising a ruckus ever since. It's starting to get some traction. People are paying attention. This is all documented. We have exactly what they're trying to do. And I'm just simply trying to get people to wake up and pay attention.
All right. So let's talk actionables. Aside from getting you on this show and other shows to get the word out, what can we, the people, do? What can the patriots do? Who do we call? Do we call congressmen? Do we call Senate offices? What happens? How do we stop this when it's all being done really under the cover of darkness and the mainstream media won't report about it?
So the first thing everybody needs to do is get informed. Don't take my word for it, but I've got all the research. It's all online. The domain name that takes you there directly is don'tyoudare.info, not .com, .info, and get informed, all right? You can't go into battle if you don't know what the heck it is you're fighting for. Now, I'm going to do my best to explain it. There's a lot of explanation on the website. Don't get stuck in paralysis by analysis and just read and learn. The time to take action is now, and everybody wants to know what that action is. There's a lot of things that we have in the works. I'm talking to lawyers to dot the I's and cross the T's with many different things, headed towards, talking to congressmen to try to get them to just address this issue, speak on this issue. Media, such as the SGT report, I don't think you're going to get the mainstream media to pay attention to this. They were hoping it was all going to be hidden. Step number one is to learn. Step number two is to spread the word as fast as possible so other people can learn. My birthday happens to be on Sunday, and I'm giving myself a birthday present, whether it's ready or not. I'm going to publish 6 new articles on my Substack, and there will be a multitude of actions where we're trying to digitize and make electronic things like, sending emails and contacting the media and there's a group that I'm working with. I hope they can get their stuff ready as soon as possible, where many people in the natural health world these days have come upon the idea that you can send a notification followed by an affidavit and possibly even a cease and desist. When you find somebody who is breaking the law and you have the goods, exactly what they're doing wrong, and a lawyer can nail that, and you point out to them, hey, you're breaking the law, right? For instance, this is probably the first time what I'm about to say has ever been spoken, and this is on a slightly different topic, okay? First time has ever been spoken in the international health regulations as they exist right now. In the definitions, it clearly defines what invasive therapies are, and invasive therapies cannot be done. And one of the things that's listed as an invasive therapy that cannot be done is having an instrument enter an orifice. So the international health regulations forbid sticking a swab up your nose. How is it that nobody has ever just read the international health regulations and pointed to them and gone to their county health department and go, shove it, you're breaking international law, here's your notice. Okay, here's the affidavit of fact. Here's the damn law, right? You got 7 days to back off. People back off when you show them that they're clearly wrong. And if they don't, that's all another story. Now, I realize that the actions that we need to take cannot be just me and Sean and the SGT report. Millions of people need to pay attention. They need to learn. They need to take action. On Sunday, I'm going to be dropping 6 articles. It's my birthday present to me. And hopefully my phone is going to ring off the hook. My phone number is 310-619-3055. Here's my phone. It's off because it'll ring in the middle of the show. 310-619-3055. My other, go to the don'tyoudare.info. It'll take you right into the heart of the issue. That'll take you to my Substack, which is jamesroguski.substack.com. If you're an activist and you want to take action and you want to get connected, you want to get organized, I'm not in the eye of the storm. It's, believe me, it's not calm around here. I'm in the eye of a tornado, and I'm hopeful that we can accomplish what needs to be accomplished, which is to get enough people to scream loudly enough. If you've ever heard this thing about being at a wedding, speak now or forever hold your peace. Y'all better shout now or you're going to be muzzled forever. And this is happening now. They're going to vote on this in May. There is no time to waste. There is no time to fart around. Take action.
All right. We're going to round this out with one more screen share here. I think people understand this, but for those who don't, the head of the World Health Organization, the director, Tedros, is a Chinese sympathizer who was a ranking member of a violent communist movement in Ethiopia. These people are truly, they represent the heart of darkness. And I'm not exactly sure how the powers that ought not be in our permanent government, I just heard that recently, instead of a deep state, it's the permanent government. The government that is always there, regardless of who comes and goes in the White House. I'm not sure how these people think they're going to get away with this, but they are going to try. And we do know that their ultimate goal is a one world government. And they're all talking about the new world order, including Biden, including Macron, including Trudeau, including Merkel. They're all talking about it openly now. And this is just one more move toward that one world government. James, I'll give you the final word. I hope you don't regret giving your cell phone number out there. I think you're going to get a lot of calls, but hopefully they're all in support of getting the truth out.
I can't tell you how many wonderful friends I've made already. And so I am not fearful. I am taking action. And yes, you know, craziness happens. But you mentioned something, and if we can go a little bit longer, I'll throw this into the mix. The issue is that we have been put under a spell. We have been confused. Pick the movie reference that you want, you know, The Matrix, obviously. Inalienable rights cannot be taken away. They can only be surrendered. And so one of the pages on the Substack, you can get there directly by going to thepeoplestreaty.com. will inform people who may have forgotten that they are sovereign in their own being and that the only way people can take your rights away or governments or organizations or anybody who is fronting as if they have authority over you under the color of law, they have every right in the world to try to trick you into surrendering your rights. But even if you've surrendered them in the past, they are inalienable. Reclaim them. Join us, and we're going to win. And it's a battle. They won't stop. It's an endless war. But I do believe that we can win this battle by people like you, SGT Report, spreading the word. Anything you see on the website, please copy it, mirror it. Download the videos, repost the videos. I own none of it. Please copy it, share it, do what you will with it. We're looking for people to translate into many languages because this is not just the United States. I did an interview that I think it may or may not be the one that you saw, but it just found its way around the world. I got a call from an activist, Shiloh in Ecuador. Thank you, Shiloh. Boom, half a day later, I got a Spanish version thrown back at me without asking, okay? So anybody out there, take this and translate it into German, you know, anything, Russian, Chinese, Japanese, Swahili, French, you know, translate it into anything. Write an article, you know, learn about this, write an article, steal my stuff, translate it, put it into a PDF. This is a worldwide thing. This isn't just the United States. Get outside of the boundaries of your thinking that this is just the United States. We need people everywhere. We need help.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it happen.
You make a good point. Germans should be concerned about this. Canadians, people in Spain, people all over the world need to wake up to this move toward a one world government. And the final thing I want to say as we say our goodbyes is that, again, it was CNN Plus that featured Fauci saying the CDC should usurp anything coming from a court. And CNN Plus is a joke. It lasted a month. It got no viewership. It collapsed like a house of cards in a month. These people are losing the fight. They're losing the war for truth, which is why, James, I keep saying they're going to try to starve us out. So for those listening, please prepare, get ready for what's coming, because imagine how you will be able to inform the sheeple people who are your neighbors when they're knocking on your door for food and you're able to help them. And while helping them, you can educate them as to how we got here. Our guest is Ben. Go ahead, James.
Oh, I know I'm you're ready to end it, but I got to say this because it just made me smile. If you read, I believe it's a 59-page ruling that Fauci was criticizing. He's just such a freaking liar. The judge who wrote the ruling is a hero. So you want to listen to what Fauci says about it, or you want to go dig up the ruling and read it? That's how they do this. Read the information at the source, and it exposes the lie. If you go to all the information that we said, the documents are there. Learn as much as you need to learn so that you are motivated to take action. Call me, take action. And I'm optimistic. And thanks for this. This is exactly what people need to do. Make a video of your own. Put it up online. Just spread the word. Everybody can do what we're doing right here. So go right ahead and do it.
Yeah. And final word, that judge, I believe, is a female judge around the age of 33, hailing from Florida, a federal judge that was appointed by President Trump. So guys, if you think that elections don't have consequences, well, we all know now that stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. And this criminal Biden administration wants the DOJ to reverse what that judge did. These people are out of control criminals, and our government has been hijacked. It's time for we the people to take it back. Our guest has been James Rogowski. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Guys, the website is don'tyoudare.info. That will take you to James' Substack. I'll try to remember to leave the link below. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for spreading this information far and wide. And friends, for real news every single day, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
We need to understand that as men and women, we are sovereign men and women. I know that Brent has mentioned that before on your show. What that means is that you are akin to kings and queens. There's only one other individual that has more power than you, and that's God Almighty. So just get that straight right now, people. You are a sovereign man or woman, and it's totally fine to use this language. This is not going to put you in that camp of those sovereign citizens, because like we talked about before, that's an oxymoron. Can't happen.